Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 009. Jazz. Piano.
I want the cut.
School. Podcast.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe, and I am your host. This is episode 009, and in this episode, I am going to be going over voice leading. This is kind of going to be a little bit of a short episode, just because I'm in a little bit of a rush right now, but I wanted to get this out to you guys today on voice leading. It will still be quality, don't worry, but voice leading is more of a shorter topic. It can be learned pretty easily, so there's not much I need to say on this, so I figured I'd do this episode now just so we can get into some other things. So first things first, thank you guys so much for all your reviews. They're constantly growing. We're at 21 five stars. I think in order to rank number one in iTunes above NPR, which is going to be difficult, but I believe in you guys, my listeners, to help me out, help us out, help us reach across the nation to other people so they can listen to this podcast as well and learn. We're going to need about probably 100 five stars. So we got a little while to go, but if you guys could do that, I'd really appreciate it. We're associated with the website jazzpianoschool.com. So if you guys want to go there, you can watch free video lessons when you sign up for a free membership. You can also get access to downloadable notated music. So you can print the music, you can practice it, you can view it on your iPad. Whatever you want to do, you have access to all the notated exercises for the video lessons. We also have a community forum in which I'll answer questions if you guys want to hear anything specific on the podcast. You can leave it in the forum or send me an email as well on the contact page. So, without further ado, let's get into voice leading. So we went over inversions in the last episode. And inversions are great because they go with voice leading. So that's why I needed to talk to you guys about inversions first. But voice leading is really going to make your playing sound great, okay? And we voice lead with inversions. And that's one of the ways we do it. As we get into bigger and badder jazz voicings, we're going to want to use voice leading all the time, almost, with all of the voicings, jazz voicings that I'm going to teach you guys. So voice leadings is a very, very important concept for you to understand, for you to practice, and for you to know. It's really going to help you move around the piano in elegance with class, so it doesn't sound hoppy or jumpy or hiccupy when you're playing, which is a really great thing because people like to feel that nice, smooth palette of support behind them if they're soloing or if you're playing with a vocalist. That way they feel comfortable and confident that they know you're there just supporting them as they play. So what is voice leading exactly? Voice leading is going to be when you move from a harmonic change to another harmonic change with the least amount of movement possible. Now, what the heck does that mean? What I just said, right? You're just like, what's the least amount of movement possible? So all that means is if I am going to play a C major chord and I want to go, my next change is an F major chord, instead of jumping from a C root position, now you guys should know this from the last episode, a root position chord is when we have the letter of the chord on the bottom of the chord or the lowest note towards the left on the piano. So a root position C chord would be C, E, G. A root position F chord would be F, A, C. So instead of jumping from root position to root position, I want to find my closest inversion of my F chord to the root position C chord that I'm on. So let's say I play my C major triad here. That definitely wasn't loud enough. I gotta pull up the keyboard. Here we go. So there is my root position C major chord. Now instead of jumping to my root position F major triad, right, I want to find the closest inversion of my F major triad so that way I don't have to jump. Now, how do we do this exactly? The way we do this is by looking at common notes within my C major triad to my next triad. So this is going to take a while to get used to. That's why it's so important to practice your inversions over and over and over again so you know them inside and out. You really need to know all the major and minor triads inside and out. I don't stress this enough just because I want to give you guys tedious tasks. This is a really important concept, as you're about to see. So you need to be able to name all the notes within a major triad. So if I ask you what notes are in a B major triad, you should be able to say B, D sharp, F sharp right off the bat. Like, you don't even need to think about it. It's like reading a book, basically. And if I ask you what notes are in a B flat minor triad, you should say B flat, G flat, F, right? You don't have to say it with that enthusiasm, but you know, you should be able to just rattle off the names of the notes just like it's easy as adding 1 plus 1. So the reason we want to do that is because when I'm going to switch now from my C major to my F major triad, I need to know the common notes immediately. So already in my C major triad, I know the notes are C, E, G. Okay, and I already know the common note between my C root position chord and any of the notes in my F major triad is C. So the note C is in my C major triad, and it's also in my F major triad. So what does that mean exactly? I know that I'm gonna keep the C in my thumb, okay, as a common note. So I don't need to change that note when I'm moving from my C major to my F major triad. All I'm gonna need to change are the notes E and G. So because the note C is in both the C major and the F major, I can keep that the same. So now that I know I have my thumb staying the same, all I need to do is change my top two notes, the notes E and G. Now for step two of this, we simply need to find out where the other notes to the F major triad are. If I know C is going to be on the bottom too, what degree of the F major triad is the note C? It's the fifth in the F major triad. I hope I'm not going too fast for you guys. If you need to rewind any of this, I know I talk fast sometimes. So C is the fifth in the F major triad. So if the fifth is on the bottom, what inversion does this give you guys? I'll let you think for a second. Did you get it? The C is going to create the second inversion of our F major triad. Here's our first, our root position. Here's our first inversion. And here's our second. So in my second inversion, I have the fifth on the bottom. So if I know I'm going to be playing second inversion because I have that C on the bottom, I know my other two notes in the chord are going to be F and A. So when I'm voice leading my C major to my F major triad, I'm going to go from root position to second inversion of my F major triad. So we get this nice flow of harmonies. I'm only moving two notes and I'm keeping the bottom note the same. Okay, so that's how we voice lead our chords. Now, it gets a little tricky, but I'm going to give you some other tips to help you as well. So, the first step is you want to look at where your thumb is, the bottom note, when you're looking to see what inversion you're going to move to. So, what do I mean by that? Let's say I was moving from a C major to an A minor, right? An A minor triad. So I look at my bottom note, and it's C. And then I ask myself, is C a common note in A minor? And it is. So because I know that bottom note's going to stay the same, I can now easily find my other two notes that are going to change. So I go to my next note in my C major triad, and that's the note E. Now I ask myself, is an E in an A minor triad? And it is. So now I have two notes from my A minor triad. Wow, I got to slow down here. I think I had a little too much coffee this morning. Well, two cups, it's a lot for me. But here we go. So now I just need to move my G to the last note in the A minor triad. So I already have C and E, and now I only need the note A. So here's the note A. And that gives us the first inversion of my A minor triad. So we want to start from the bottom note of our major triad and then work our way up and see what common notes we have available. Let's look at a change that doesn't share a common note in our thumb. So let's say we went from C major triad to an E flat major triad. Now I'm going to start with my thumb, and I'm on the note C. Now I'm going to ask myself, is C in an E-flat major triad? And no, it's not. You should know that the notes to the E-flat major triad are E-flat, G, and B-flat. So C is not part of an E-flat major triad. So I'm going to have to actually move my thumb this time, the bottom note of my C major triad, to a different note. So when I know I have to move the note instead of keeping it the same, I now ask myself, where is the closest note to the note C that's going to be in my E-flat major triad? So if I look at the keyboard, I see two notes that are on either side of the C that are going to be in my E-flat major triad. So again, the notes in the E-flat major triad, guys, are E-flat, G, and B-flat. So on either side of the C, the note C, I have B-flat to the left and E-flat to the right. Now if I look at the distance between the B-flat to the C and the E-flat as an echo to the C, I can determine that the B-flat is closer. The B-flat is only a whole step down, and the E-flat is actually a minor third up. So I'd be jumping further if I moved my note C up to E-flat rather than if I moved it down to B-flat. Okay, I hope that makes sense. So I don't want to go up to the E-flat because that's a greater distance. And if you remember, voice leading is trying to move the least amount possible. So in order to accomplish the least amount of movement possible from my C major triad to my E flat major triad, the first note or movement I'm going to make is from my C of the root of the C major chord down to the fifth of the E flat major chord. So you don't always need to do the other two notes exactly like we just did the root, because once you find that bass note, right? Once you find the bottom note of your triad or your inversion, you're going to know what other two notes to play. So because I know I'm going to be on the fifth of my E-flat major chord, I know that all the inversions that start with the fifth on the bottom are going to be second inversion. So I know I'm going to be playing second inversion of my E-flat major triad. So I'm going to play C root to second inversion of my E-flat major triad. All right, so let me play that again. All right, so you can, if it's hard for you to think like that in terms of inversions, you can walk through the process of finding the closest note to every single note in your chord. But once you find that bottom note, it'll tell you all the information you need, because the bottom note is always going to dictate what inversion you're playing. Remember, root position starts with the root on the bottom, or the letter of the chord. First inversion starts with the third of the triad that you're playing on the bottom. And second inversion starts with the fifth of the triad that you're playing on the bottom. So if you know that note on the bottom, you can already determine the next two notes that are going to come in the inversion. All right, guys, so that is voice leading wrapped up in a nutshell. So what you need to do to practice this is begin voice leading triads through the circle of fourths. So what do I mean by that? You practice your major triads in the circle of fourths, hopefully. If not, please go do so, because you'll be a much better pianist and you'll be able to go through these episodes with ease. If you have done that, our next step is to voice lead through the circle of fourths. So what I'm going to do is take all my major chords as a progression: C, F, B flat, E flat, A flat, D flat, G flat, B, E, A, D, G, C. Okay? And I want to voice lead from my C to my F to my B flat to my E flat. So it's like one long progression. So we already did C to F. Now from my F to B flat, right, we just simply want to voice lead that. Now here's a tricky situation. From my F major triad in second inversion, we started on C root. We determined that our F major triad in second inversion was our closest triad, correct? Correct. No one can answer for me because I'm talking alone. So I'll answer for myself. Hopefully you guys are in the car and you're like, yes, correct. Or maybe not, or maybe, yeah, all right, whatever. Here we go. So I love when I go off on those tangents, you know, it's just so much fun. All right, so F second inversion, Okay? So C root to F second. Now, if we do our thumb principle, right, if we start with the bottom note of our F major in our second inversion, we see that we have two closest notes in our B flat major triad. We have D, which is the third of our B flat major triad, and that's a whole step up. And we also have B flat, which is a whole step down, and that's also in our B flat major triad. So what note do I go to? Well, it depends. We need to look at the other surrounding notes now because we have a little dilemma. So we need to move to the next note, and that will let us know where we should move to, okay? So the next note in our F second inversion is the note F. Now, is this a common note? I think it is, okay? I know. So F is a common note. F is the fifth in the B flat major triad. So that tells us that we don't need to move that note, right? We can keep it where it is. So if we're going to keep the F, then what does that tell us? It's like a math equation, but way simpler. So that tells us that if that F is going to be the middle note and it's the fifth, what inversion are we going to use? So the fifth is going to be in the middle. That means the third has to be on the bottom and the root has to be on top. Bingo, bango, bongo, Bob. Yes, I am a dork. Okay? So we are going to go from root position C to second inversion F to first inversion B flat. All right, let me play this for you. Okay, did you hear that? And then we just continue to follow the steps. I'll do one more because there's going to be a pattern that you guys are going to start to see. So from first inversion B flat, I follow the same steps. I look at my thumb. It's the note D. I'm going to talk through this slightly quicker. Now, in my E flat major triad, was the next progression coming up. What is the closest note in that triad to my thumb that is on the note D right now in the B flat major triad? So the closest chord tone or note from my E flat major triad is going to be the note E flat because it's only a half step up. So I'm going to move my note D, the third of B flat, which I'm currently on because I'm playing first inversion of B flat. I'm going to move that to E flat. And since I have an E flat in my thumb, what position does this tell you guys that we're going to play? Root position, right? Because we're playing an E flat major triad and we have the E flat on the bottom. So I know I'm going to play E flat root position. Okay, so I have C root. Sorry guys, I don't know if I'm gonna have to. This might be a little quiet, but I don't want to max out on the mic here. So C root position, F second inversion, B flat first inversion, E flat root, and then your pattern will keep going. So you'll see that as you go through the circle of force, because it's a circle of force, you're gonna have that same pattern. You're gonna go from root to second to first, root, second, first, root, second, first, all the way through. And depending upon what inversion you start on, you're gonna follow the same pattern. So I'm gonna post these patterns in the show notes so you guys can go check them out. So when you guys are playing pop tunes, voice leading is gonna be very, very important. It's actually gonna make the piece sound just infinitely better than the way if you're playing it with just root position chords. It does take a little bit of practice time, right? But once you get it under your fingers, once you're comfortable with all your major and minor triads and their inversions, it's going to be so easy to implement. I guarantee it. Okay, guys? And so if you guys go to the website, www.jazzpianoschool.com, you can watch videos of me showing you how to voice lead on the keyboard. So I have a camera showing my hands and speaking at the same time, so you can really get a good image of this by seeing it. If you guys are visual learners, I highly encourage you to do that. If you just learn auditory, that's fine as well. You can just listen to the podcast and learn. That's great. Okay, guys, so that's it for today. As always, if you could leave a 5-star review, I'd really appreciate it because I need you guys' support. I want to reach as many people as possible. I want to be number one in the iTunes store so I can reach as many people as possible and help them learn. So if you enjoy the podcast, if you enjoy the information, you want me to keep going, then please go leave a 5-star rating. You don't have to type anything at all. Just click the little 5 stars. If you want to leave a review, that would be awesome. But if you want to just rate it 5 stars, it takes 5 seconds. You can literally click on the link, click on the 5 stars, and you're done. That's it. I'd really, really appreciate it. Okay, guys, so as always, thank you so much. for listening. I couldn't do it without all of your support. And as always, happy practicing.